Day game today, right here on 96.5 The Fan. They're in Milwaukee, first road trip, short one, by the way, of the season. They're right back in town this weekend at Kauffman Stadium. The good news, let's start with that, as you alluded to right at the top. Jonathan India is in the lineup despite getting hit in the head. Really, really scary scene for a moment there. Emmanuel Clase, 99-mile-per-hour fastball. So the fact that he's already in the lineup that quickly is honestly, I'm surprised, which is a great thing. But you know, you're wondering if you're gonna sit out a day or if there was any lingering effects. Clearly not the case, as India will be leading off today for the Kansas City Royals. Overall, what did you guys make of the opening weekend? 913-586-7965. Because they go 1-2. You never want that. It's a tough division rival.
Yeah, team preferred
that, team that has won this division and overall has had your number over the last 5-7+ years. I thought from a starting pitching end, I want to start right there, because from a starting pitching end, you did not get the sharpest of outings from Reagans or from Lugo, but both of them did gut it out enough, as veterans will, to get you. You know, they weren't out after 3 or 4 innings. You know, they were able to gut through and get you 5 innings or so. Maybe not the case yesterday, right? It all kind of fell apart. One of those clunkers of a game where you just had nothing going. But I thought, while you need your starters to be sharper, it's the first outing, I'm not worried about Reagans or Lugo, but they still found a way to at least give you some length, some innings. And then, of course, from an offensive perspective, the questions that we had all offseason showed up in the first series of the year. And that was your batters 5-9, 10 for 56 with 11 strikeouts in the series.
For a team that struck out like the eighth least in the opening weekend in Major League Baseball, yeah, that's not ideal. You would have preferred something a little bit different than that to go with the start of the season. But so the starting pitching was probably the bigger concern, in the sense that, kind of a rocky weekend, but also the most sustainable thing, right? So you're like, well, yeah, the starting pitching didn't go all that great, but history tells me it'll go a lot better here moving forward, so I'm probably fine. 5-9, that was a problem all last year. 162 games. The idea that they're just going to get no production out of there again is concerning. Renfro had a bad weekend. MJ had a bad week. You're like, oh, come on, let's not do this again. And it's early, and I'm not here to panic or anything after 3 games. But of all the things that probably stood out, that's probably at the top of the list because of the issues that they had with it for a huge chunk of last season. And look, Bobby got off to a slightly slower start. Oh no. I would say Vinny got off to a really good start, which is encouraging. And I think that make you feel a little bit better. The top of the order still feels like it'll probably work. India, by the way, looks like a professional on-base guy. You were talking about, like, professional on-base guy, man. Every at-bat feels like it takes 10 years. He walks. He hits singles. He just gets on base. I kind of love that. From an opening weekend.
The 0 for 5 opening day, we knew it was an outlier. And then the very next day, his first at-bat is a single. It comes with a couple hits. And yeah, you feel like you do know every single time out what you're going to get. There's a reason why he was tops in the majors in walks. He gets on base. That was the one thing at opening day that I don't, you know, there's 3 or 4 things we listed off on Friday's show of like, hey, you can be concerned about the outfield. You can be concerned about this or that. Don't be worried about Bobby Wood Jr. Don't be worried about Jonathan India. You know, you want to be worried about Renfro and Melendez and the 5-9. More than fair. And if you're still worried about the bullpen, like, more than fair. But there's a few guys where they're going to have to struggle a lot longer for me to be concerned about it. I think it's interesting. We've already seen it play out twice now in the first 3 games, and it's very evident we talked about during spring, and that is, like, Jonathan India has played left field twice. He came in and he started at third on opening day, then he moved to left field when they brought in Michael Garcia, who played third. Then in the lineup on Saturday, India was playing left field. Michael was playing third base. And Michael had a nice series against the Guardians. The lineup is
that
out.
That homer was an absolute missile.
Yes, just got out quick. Now you have it in front of you. I know India's in the lineup. Is he playing third or left field?
My
point being
up.
Is there, if he's not playing third to start, or even if he is, it feels like now he's going to play left field at some point almost every game, I feel like, at this point. Or because
is it third today?
But will he end up playing left field at some point today? My guess is yes.
Eventually, defensively, they probably make that shift and kind of go that way. But yeah, I would say, like, I think the one thing that I had probably undervalued in what they're going to do is, and J.J. Piccolo actually told us this on opening day, and it wasn't something I had thought about very much, but they are going to pinch run, they are, like, every day, the 26-man roster, they're going to use all damn 26 of them down to the last couple of dudes, and that's where, like, India's ability to play left or Massey's ability to occasionally play third or left. They're just going to like move people around depending on where they stick them, where they move them, and everything's going to kind of get shuffled because they are going to want to maybe pull MJ Melendez to pinch hit for him or Renfroe depending on the splits or Canna depending on the splits. Because the other day, they took Salvi from behind the dish, put him at first, got Fermin in the game at catcher. That was in the come from behind game, I think, on Saturday. So like,
And then the lineup yesterday to start had Salvi at first.
Yeah. So like, they're just constantly kind of circling around these things. I know we're only three games into the season, so we don't want to make any definitive opinions stand out, except for one. I'd like to make one definitive opinion stand out. Screw that Kyle Manzardo guy. I had never heard of him before. Thursday, and that, screw that guy. And is he just going to be a huge pain in the ass for the rest of time? I hate that every division team always has one guy that you're like, this guy looks like he should be selling me a used car in 2006. He's just hitting all weekend. Is it because they don't have a scouting report on him, or is Kyle Manzardo just going to be like an absolute force or something? Trust me, you had not heard of him before Thursday, right?
No, that was my point.
He's
on Friday.
A rookie or
that
whatever.
He played last year, but this was his first opening day. On Friday, when Bink was filled in, that was my whole thing. People were critical of Q walking Carlos Santana to get to Manzardo, and Manzardo had a great opening day. And my whole thing was, look, I understand he was hot that day, but in game one of 162, I still will go with the matchup-based decision, which is what Q went. It backfired. Yeah. And give the kid credit. You know, and that was my thing. I said, how many of you even knew who Manzardo was? This was on Friday's show. And no reason you should have. So he just had a great weekend. You know, it is what it is. But with Q, in terms of managerial decisions, we should know this by now. We saw it last year and even in his first year as a manager.
He's going with the numbers.
They're
going to
go with numbers. And most of the time, I actually think it will pay off. There are going to be times, though, where someone bucks the trend or bucks the numbers, right? It's not 100% foolproof thing. And that's what happened against Manzardo a couple times, specifically on Thursday. But if you're upset with the matchup-based decisions, then I'm part of it, you haven't been paying attention to how they're going to manage games and handle strategy in games. That's what they did last year, and they won 86 games. You know what I mean? Like, so that's just who they are as an organization now and who he is as a manager. They're going to go 90% of the time with the matchups. I'm not saying later on in the year or in the playoffs that you shouldn't have a mix of feel also with it more. But in game one, when you really have nothing to base off of other than the numbers from the prior year in history, yeah, I'm fine with going pure matchup-based decision-making this early on in the year. Later on in the season, yeah, it can differ a little bit.
Text line saying, hey, don't pitch to the guy who's hot and confident. It's one game.
Hot and confident. He had three at-bats in game one of 162. You cannot be hot.
After three at-bats?
Nobody can be hot in game one. Sorry.
I don't even think anybody can be hot. Maybe week one if you're like hitting it like Aaron Judge. Maybe, okay? I'll listen to an argument on that end in those specific circumstances, but certainly not game one for a guy who hit 235 last year in his 53 games.
And they obviously like him. He's a young talent. They probably feel great about him in Cleveland. It's just that, you know, if he keeps hitting like this and they meet again, and they'll meet earlier than this, but it's July. Okay, yes.
Yeah, don't let him murder you.
Have a different feel. But in the first three games of the 2025 season, yeah, I think they're going to go with what the numbers are telling him. I'm fine with that.
In fairness, this is pretty much what he was in the minors. I mean, he was pretty much like a 370 on base guy with real power. He had 37 home runs between two seasons and 177 games in AAA. So, like, that's how it is. By the end of the weekend, I'm like, I don't want to see your face
anymore. I think
anymore,
you're jealous
Manzardo.
That he can. You're jealous he can grow the stash. You can't. I think that's what it is. He can grow the stash, man.
I could grow a stash that looked as
like
good
that,
as
you think.
The one on his baseball reference page, I could. You think I could grow like a terrible looking stash?
No, it's not a great looking one. No, no,
I could grow
not.
A stash that looked as good
can
as Kyle
you?
Manzardo.
We've tried, I think, on the show, and
I could absolutely
could
grow a stash as good. Look how terrible that. That stash looks like. It looks like it belongs on a different part of his body. It's not even full. You want me to grow a stash that looks that terrible? That's the level of mustache I could grow. Not better than that. I didn't say it could be better than Kyle Manzardo's, but I could certainly grow one that at least looked that good.